we're back with Brad King. Brad, before the break, you were talking about somebody that's really made a difference in their life because they apply the techniques that you have in your book. And I'm wondering if, you know, we do that often, you know, if we, you know, we go to a lecture or we read a book and we don't make the difference. How do we, you know, what do we have to do to really make a difference in our life?
Well, you know, we have to realize that we're the only ones that are going to make that difference. We're the only ones who can make the change. We can't rely on our doctor to do it for us. We can't rely on anybody else but us. We're the ones who are going to have to get off of our behinds and actually move our body and make the right choices. You know, Dave, we're inundated by industry these days and by, you know, everything, the television, everybody's on their cell phones. I don't even see people looking at other people anymore. I made a joke about this the other day. I was on a date with my girlfriend in a restaurant, and all these people were on their cell phones, you know, with their significant others, but there was no interaction between them. They were texting and looking at everything, and we are inundated by technology, and we don't do anything ourselves anymore. We're not motivated enough to make these incredible changes within our own lives. But I'll tell you something, if we sit back and do nothing, like the majority of us unfortunately are going to do, expect life to in turn do nothing for you. It's just the way it is. But if you get inspired by this thing that is called life and it's worth living, then you want to live it in style. And the only way to live it in style is to get up, move your body, do the necessary things where you're actually going to bring health. You're going to bring oxygen back into your world. And by bringing oxygen, you've got to move your body more. And you've got to eat the foods that are going to allow the body to utilize things like oxygen more effectively. And that's the only way you're going to get health back to your body. So yes, you can read books. Yes, you can come to lectures such as mine, all motivate you, but at the end of the day, if you don't apply the information that you're going to learn in the lectures, on radio shows like this, in CDs that you're listening to, or wherever, then it's as good as not having it in the first place. So, you know, you need action. Action is absolutely everything.
Brad, you know, let's talk about cravings. You know, when it comes to gaining weight, cravings are a big issue for people. You've done a lot of research in this area.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of reasons behind cravings, and probably too much for, you know, a very short interview. But what I'll do is I'll touch on basically two aspects. One is really caused by us, and it's our eating habits, and it's usually because of a blood sugar fluctuation. I'll give you an example. If you're someone who eats the typical North American diet, where you have, you know, a horrible breakfast, maybe you have something like a donut and coffee, or a croissant, or a bagel and cream cheese or something, you're going to stimulate a hormone called insulin. And insulin is going to get rid of the blood sugar because it's very dangerous to the body to have elevated blood sugar. If you have a lot of insulin in your body, you're going to have cravings because that insulin pushes the blood sugar into the cells eventually, but the brain starts to crave more sugar because it uses a lot of sugar throughout the day. So what ends up happening is you get ravenous cravings for not healthy foods. We're talking about very sweet, very starchy foods, the candy bar, the cold processed cereal, whatever it is. You're going to eat more of that because you have those cravings. It's almost, you know, impossible to ignore. And then you're going to further increase the blood sugar. Insulin is going to be produced. You're going to bring that blood sugar down. And within a very short period of time, you're going to be craving again. And this is what people do all through the day. They go through a roller coaster ride of craving and then feeling lethargic because they've eaten the wrong foods, and then craving again and feeling lethargic, and it just goes on and on and on. When you create those imbalanced blood sugar levels and you have excess cravings, what you need to realize is the cravings are also a signal for obesity. It's almost impossible for the body to get at any of its fat to use as fuel when you have cravings, because that usually means you've already put the body primarily into a fat storage mode. So that's number one. Number two is we usually have imbalances in brain chemicals. And one of those brain chemicals, which is very powerful, is called serotonin. And a lot of people who are depressed go on what we call serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs, like Prozac, for instance. And those are supposed to recycle that happy chemical in the brain called serotonin. The problem is that we eat up a lot of that happy chemical whenever we have excess stress within our lives. So because we have all of this technology around us, because we lead very stressful lives nowadays, what ends up happening is we create chemicals that eat up all of that serotonin, that happy chemical, which causes the body to crave very sweet foods because it's the only way to temporarily raise the feel-good chemicals again.
Brad, are there any supplements or anything nutritionally that people can do to really speed up their metabolism, to stop these cravings?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, food. Number one, embrace high-quality protein foods. I've been telling people to supplement with what we call a high-alpha whey protein for years. People think all whey protein is the same. It's not. High-alpha whey protein is what occurs in the most important food we could ever hope to put in our bodies, that is mother's breast milk. And the high alpha standing for alpha-lactalbumin, that alpha is nature's highest source of an amino acid, which is called tryptophan, which is the building block for that happy chemical called serotonin. And that's why there's three human clinical studies showing that high alpha whey protein is able to help the brain deal with stress and reduce cravings and allow the metabolism to get back into its normal position where it can use fat as energy. People could go on fat burners, but what they need to do is take very very safe fat burners. We put one out called Ultimate Lean Energy. Lean Energy has a very low dose of caffeine. It's all naturally occurring in the green tea extract, in the guaranine, which is guarana. It's a South American herb, and also in yerba mate, which is a tea that they use in Brazil. And the beautiful thing about that is those three ingredients together allow for more of the right chemistry to take place within the body that allows fat to flow away from fat cells to become more of an energy source. But I always recommend if you're going to take a fat burner like Ultimate Lean Energy or any other fat burner, make sure you take it prior to working out or moving your body, because that is going to send the signal to break the fat down. When you move your body as in exercise, now you allow that fat to get into the right areas of the body, primarily muscle, and now that can become an energy source.
Brad, we only have a couple minutes left, but I want to ask you about the relationship between sleep and weight gain, and I'm wondering if there's anything that people can do, because I know there's a relationship. You've talked about it before, yeah. But what can people do about that?
Well, you know, and I was just listening before you brought me on that there was a new study that came out showing how, you know, sleep can actually create a dysfunctional metabolism. Well, there's a lot of studies. I have an entire chapter in Dirty Diets. And by the way, people can get more information on Dirty Diets at dirtydiets.com. But it's so important to our metabolism that there's a whole chapter on getting the right amount of sleep. And it's not just about spending 8 hours in bed sleeping. It's about actually getting into the deepest phases of sleep, because that controls your metabolism for the entire rest of the day. I'm a firm believer in supplementing with natural ingredients. We have an incredible product called Ultimate Sleep. There's no other product like this on the market that really helps regulate the sleep cycle, get us into a deep phase of sleep, allow the metabolism to be reset. Because if you don't reset that metabolism before you go to bed and during the deep phase of sleep, you're not going to be as efficient at using calories for all of the hours that you're awake. Also, dim your lights at night. Don't stare at bright computer screens, because the blue light spectrum is going to shut your natural hormone melatonin off, and that will disrupt your sleep cycle.
Brad, what about the relationship between thyroid and weight gain?
Massive relationship. I mean, first of all, low thyroid controls everything in the body. Don't forget, energy is at the root of everything we do. You and I having a conversation, that's energy. You and I processing the information, that's energy. Everybody listening, that's energy. 95% of your energy is produced by a substance called ATP, which is controlled by your thyroid gland. Why do you think depression is one of the top side effects of having low thyroid? Because the brain can't process information. It can't utilize its good chemicals properly without the thyroid. Why do you think you get cold? Why do you think you have high cholesterol levels? Why do you think you have a brittle hair and really rough skin and your hair falls out? All of that requires energy, and the metabolism that allows calories to be burned as energy, that also is 100% dependent on the thyroid. And a lot of us don't have properly functioning thyroid glands, which is why you should look to natural supplements like Ultimate Thyroid that have ingredients that support the natural functioning of the thyroid gland. People may say, oh, I have no thyroid problem, but the research actually shows the opposite, that over 60% of the population have a subclinical thyroid problem, a thyroid deficiency, and that's why you need to fine-tune it, and that's what you do with natural products like Ultimate Thyroid. I mean, I don't think I have a thyroid problem. I've been tested and I don't. It doesn't show it on paper, but I still take my Ultimate Thyroid because I would rather have a slightly faster thyroid function than a slightly slower one, because it's just not a great outcome when it's slow.
Brad, we're right out of time, and I'm wondering if you can just tell people where they can get more information on your book, Dirty Diets.
Yeah, absolutely. DirtyDiets.com, or they can go into Facebook, where I actually answer questions, and just type in Dirty Diets or Brad King Health on Facebook.
Brad, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Thank you, Dave.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Pina Dacola about self-image and how you feel about yourself.